Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio. This is one of the first songs I learned on the guitar when I was learning, because very simple with the bar chords and everything else. And Jalapeno Dream would play this one, About a Girl by Nirvana. By the way, I knew this is how it went, so I've gotten confirmation on this. So when Shawn Winters and Joe Beningo filmed that open for NBC,
yes,
for
Sunday Night Football, yeah,
it was like the Jets round table discussion, like they were.
So they got involved and they were around each other,
right?
And one thing led to another.
So Joe pitched Zoo to Shawn. And Shawn said, okay, have him call me. And that's how it happened.
That is a leech spot.
It is, right?
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's what goes on around here.
It's pitched him how? Just as like, oh, here's a big fan who would really like it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
By the way, this pie that Sammy Steinlein from the Red Bulls brought in here from Delicious Orchards, it's not Breermeyer, but it's very close.
That's very. Over, I think, near one of the places you golf. It's in Colts Neck, New Jersey.
Yeah, so it's down to Due Process.
Due Process, yeah.
These pies are ridiculous. This blueberry pie is ridiculous.
Very famous for gift baskets and all that sort of thing.
Oh, all right.
I feel like they've been in here.
We've talked
about them before. They actually, and the last time we talked about them, they put it up on their Instagram page that we were talking about them, because Sammy gave us something else from there.
Look at this. Look at this pie.
First of all,
it weighs about 15 pounds.
Yeah.
And also, Shorehaven Wealth Partners uses them a lot.
That's where it was.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell Shorehaven this year's Christmas gift for me and Gio should include one of these pies.
You know,
I'm sure
that?
They're listening.
Jerry, when he comes in for an update, you'd love a slice of that.
You think he'd love a piece of pie?
Yes.
Good.
I'll give a donut.
When he comes in, I'll give him a donut and a piece of pie.
Yeah.
You know, he loves waffles. We were having lunch.
We were having lunch the other day
at Due Process. Says, you know, Jerry orders something. You know, he doesn't really want to make a big deal out of something. It's very small.
Yeah.
And I said, you want some waffles? We'll get you some waffles.
Yeah, get you that. That's what you'd like.
They could do anything you want.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I don't want to, because I am no shame here at all. I am not above eating anything. But there's something about like a very early sweet thing. I want to eat that pie, but it's got to be just like a little bit later.
You got a cherry one and a blueberry one. I'm the blueberry guy. The blueberry is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
You're going to make me eat this pie.
Eat a piece of pie.
Then we get to 8 o'clock. How about that?
You got to have some pie.
How about that?
You got Jerry's having some pie. I know that.
Okay, I'll have some pie. Boomer.
Okay.
I don't want any pie. Okay, fine. I'll have some pie. all right. Well, thanks to Sammy Steinlein, the Red Bulls, their playoff game, home playoff game. It's tomorrow, not Sunday. Is it Sunday or tomorrow? Sunday.
Sunday,
4:30, home playoff game against the Columbus Crew at 4:30. So we always root on the Red Bulls. They're good to us, and we're good to them, I feel like. Okay. So let's go back to the 11 teams with Juan Soto. Let's actually narrow this down now,
all
right?
Well, so, we know who they all are, and I'm sure the Dodgers are on that list. I'm sure San Francisco's on that list. I'm sure.
Hold on, let's do this here.
The real question is, are the Angels on that list, you know, because they're the ones that lost Shohei Ohtani.
All right, hold on. So let's go here. Let's do this one by one, all right?
Why are we doing it one by one?
Because because we're just like, I'm sure this team, I'm sure that team. No, I want to really know.
All right, Mets, Yankees.
All right, so here we go. Mets, Yankees. Obviously.
Blue Jays.
You love the Blue Jays in this spot, huh?
The Giants. the Padres.
Hold on. I mean, what am I, AI here? Mets, Yanks, Blue Jays.
Do you have shorthand?
No, I have to write everything out. Giants, Padres.
Right.
So I got Mets, Yanks, Blue Jays, Giants, Padres.
Rangers.
Rangers. Dodgers.
Dodgers. Do you believe that the Braves would give it a run?
No, I don't.
I don't think the Cubs.
Cardinals?
I could see the Cardinals, yeah.
I'm going to put them on there.
How many teams are we up to now?
See, this is why I wanted to do this. See, we're just right. Tossing them out. We don't even know how many numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, so we need 3 more teams.
Red Sox?
Wait,
I got a better one than that. Phillies.
The Phillies, definitely.
Phillies, Red Sox, you think?
I think the Red Sox. Now, the question is, there's nobody in the Central. The Guardians, the Royals, the Tigers, the Twins. He ain't going anywhere. He's not going there. No. How about the Astros?
No, I don't think so, because they could barely sign their own. All those guys end up leaving and signing elsewhere.
Or they may end up losing Bregman.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think so.
Did you put the Angels and Rangers on there?
I didn't put the Angels, but
They just lost Shohei Ohtani.
So, right.
But he's also going to want to go somewhere. Okay, I'll take the money, but I also would like to win.
He's taking every last dollar.
Right, so the Angels would stick him with Mike Trout, and hopefully Mike Trout can get healthy again and have a full season.
All right, so you comfortable with this 11? Ready? Mets, Yanks, Blue Jays, Giants, Padres, Rangers, Dodgers, Cardinals, Phillies, Red Sox, Angels. We missing anybody?
The Brewers are not doing it. The Cubs are not doing it. The Reds are not doing it. The Pirates are not doing it. The Diamondbacks, I don't think, are doing it. And the Rockies are definitely not doing it. So, yeah, so I would say, yeah, we're right on it.
I just got more information about this double leech spot.
It's amazing how much information comes your way.
Brought his girlfriend, too. I mean,
he's got a girlfriend? That's good.
That's good.
That is welcome news, because that means he's happy.
I mean, geez, he really took advantage. I mean, Eddie didn't bring his wife.
And plus, you know, if he's sitting in those seats, is that free food there?
There's free food at the tailgate. I don't think there's free food once you get in.
So now he brought his girlfriend. Now he's showing off. Hey, look at me. Look at who I hang out with. These are the people I rub elbows with.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I actually did know he had a girlfriend because we asked him to be a part of Boomer and Geo Live, and he can't because he's going to Wicked with his girlfriend that night.
Holy Christ, what is going on with him? All right, so... did you get a thank you from him? Did I get a thank you from him? Does he owe us a thank you or no? You think it's just a
he's thanking. He's going to thank Joe. He's going to thank Sean. He's not even thinking about us. Not even close to that. That's not even in his world thinking about us in his spot.
Well, he's out.
You're declaring him out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't going to go that far. I just wanted to, you know, sort of like with Malachi Corley. Like, I was like thinking, you know, I'll cut him. And you're like, no, don't do that. That's too extreme. You just teach a teaching moment.
Time out. Did we not send him to the Knicks down in Atlanta? All expenses paid.
Mm-hmm.
Owner's box.
Yep. You did that.
Got treated like a king. No, we did that.
Yeah, you know, that was a huge deal. Yep. I mean, unfortunately, it didn't work out for the Knicks, but it gave us amazing content for the radio station. He got thrown out of the owner's box by Jamie Gertz. He dapped up Grant Hill. He had his sweaty shoulders out in the owner's box.
Yep.
Jamie Gertz said, I'm uncomfortable with you being in here. I mean, that is...
I wonder if he smelled.
I mean, he's probably sweaty in that situation.
If he's, you know, if he had his hairy shoulders and armpits out, then he had a smell. And that's probably why she was uncomfortable with him being in there.
It's probably,
and she used the whole Nick fan thing as the cover.
Yeah.
Like if she would have walked up to him and said, hey, look, man, you smell, and I don't want to see your hairy armpits eating our food, that would be a tough one.
It's true. All right. So you feel like he's done. I'm not ready to say he's done. I'm more upset at the fact that he's not switching around the thing for Boomer and Geo Live. That's a more upset about that. You know, it's like I would think he would come running that situation.
And he's going to Wicked
with his girlfriend.
Now he's going to Plays.
He's going to Plays. Yep.
So are we thinking he's becoming more refined?
No, I don't think so. I think that he's.
You think that he shows up at Wicked with a Nick jersey on?
With the hairy armpits out? Would they allow you in if you were just wearing a Knicks jersey with no undershirt?
They're not going to tell you not to go.
Big Zoo at Wicked. I mean, that is going to be a rough, because you know he's not walking in there sober, right? There's no way. They're going to go out to dinner beforehand.
True.
He's going to get himself bent. And he's going to walk in there with his hairy shoulders. And they're going to be doing the whole good witch, bad witch thing. And he's just going to be, we're here, Alphaba.
Is there a Knick game that night, by the way? Because that would tell me a lot about where he's at.
No, there's not a Knick game that night.
There's not a Knick game that night.
Oh, they're on the West Coast, and there's not a game.
Okay.
I know that just because it's Boomer and Geo Live.
Let's go, baby!
What? What is... Oh, that's the Reds autograph.
Yeah, Reds autograph that for me.
Yeah, the Red Bulls mascot. I was like, what is that? Took me a second there. But yeah, it's a nice little autograph. It's got his horns and everything else. Yeah, there's no Knick game. Wicked.
Okay. Big Wicked night for the Big Zoo. We outside, baby!
All right, so I don't want to get any more distracted on that. Boomer, his call is a final call that Sue is now out of the inner circle. So you've got...
Because you can see Joe. Joe's like, hey, take care of my man Big Zoo here.
Yeah.
So Joe's playing.
Sean is his guy, producer of my show. He's a huge freaking Jets fan. He would love this. Doesn't get to do anything ever. They pay him like, you know, 5 cents to produce my show, if you know what I mean. This guy would love that. He's got a girlfriend he's trying to impress. You know, would you mind, you know, bringing on, you know, if you have extra tickets? He would love that. Yeah, have him call me. Next thing you know, Zoo and his girlfriend. Look at this. Look at this, honey.
But you think it was more the Zoo initiated this or Joe?
I think probably it was like a both thing. Like, Joe's like, man, like, this is so nice. Zoo is probably like, I'd love to go to a game like that. I'll ask him.
I just think that Joe now is using the entree we were able to provide, helping his friends and his family and his coworkers.
That's why it's double secret leech spot.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. This is the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the Jets connection, Joe might have just like surpassed you guys in terms of the closeness to Sean.
And by the way, I don't know how much you guys listened really closely to the game last night. Al Michaels was at his snarkiest.
Oh my God.
In the first half. And As the show is opening, who do they show? Fireman Ed.
Mm-hmm. He said, what was it? He was like, you know, people in this area are always hacked off about something. Did you hear him say that?
Well, he's right.
I know, but it was just funny.
You don't normally hear it. I actually laughed at that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's exactly right.
He did not want to be in New York calling that game in that first half. He did not want to be here.
He was, and of course there's Fireman Ed, and then there's the whole brouhaha of about this and that. Yeah, because the Jets aren't scoring touchdowns.
Yeah. Can't just put Fireman Ed up there when another team's kicking your ass. So I'm sure they got a lot of Fireman Ed on the board last night in the second
hopefully
half.
Hopefully he's okay and his feelings aren't hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew that it was Aaron Rodgers that was pushing him out. You know, it was without a doubt. But then once it got into the papers and stuff, it made Aaron look bad. So we're like, all right, we got to make sure that that was definitely what was going on. No. I'm convinced.
I will say, though, the cayenne pepper water worked last night in the second half.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I was actually thinking about doing it.
Do it.
I do it.
I do it.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel Good Football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Looks like a beautiful sunrise out there on another 70-degree-plus day. Here in November now.
Going to be perfect for the New York City Marathon runners on Sunday.
Well, yes, it's going to be a lot chillier than it is today, which is great for them.
Yeah, it's perfect for them.
Yeah, great for them, like 50-something degrees.
It's going to be absolutely a perfect day. Like I told you, we have 90 runners running for our foundation. I can't say thank you enough to every single one of them. We have our meet and greet tomorrow in downtown New York. It's going to be great. And, yeah, looking forward to another great weekend with the New York City Marathon. And, by the way, Jerry, have you ever heard of Delicious Orchards?
It's 15 minutes from my house.
Oh,
yes.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
How come you've never brought us pie?
I don't know. There's great restaurants. I've never brought you their food either. I have no idea.
Have some pie.
Sure.
Have some pie. There you go. Good.
Okay.
You want a donut?
Sure, why not? I've only been on a diet since June 24th. But yeah, what else you got? Bring it on, Biggs.
Here, have a donut. There you go. I'm
ready, sure.
Celebratory cream pie.
Yeah, it is a celebratory cream pie.
Any munchkins over there?
No, I don't. But you know what? Pop-ums? I love the fact that you're actually now buying into it because I'm handing your food and you're saying yes to it.
I don't have a choice. This is like the prince and the court jester. Like, I understand. Or the puppet and the strings. Like, I get you. Yeah, no problem.
There's no puppet and strings here, Jerry. I just want you to be happy.
No, not at all.
Try the pie.
MetLife Stadium. Dozens of reporters around. Eat waffles. Jerry, come here, get some waffles. I don't want waffles. Have some waffles. Okay. Oh, you have some pie.
How's the pie?
Great pie. We get these every year.
Yeah, but you get them every year, but you don't bring us any.
I don't know. I did get your Christmas gift, though, yesterday. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
That is a good Christmas gift, you know, for a pie for the staff.
Yeah, but you got to... Yeah, I suppose.
Look, here, I have to, let me see. Somebody put this to me the other day, about gift giving and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
If I can eat it and drink it, give it to me. If not, I don't want anything.
Perfect. I got your gift yesterday.
All right, good.
You can do both. What about cyanide? Does that count? not giving.
You said if you could drink it, right? I mean,
Al, you want to come in and do the update? I got pie and a donut to eat.
I have no idea how to work that equipment, Jerry.
Okay.
All right, Jerry.
Pie is awesome. I
could bring something else up if you'd like so you can finish your piece of pie.
I feel like you want me to eat this.
Okay. Did you see the Bill Belichick and his girlfriend pictures of what they were dressed as for Halloween? Did you see it?
I did not see it.
Okay. So I'll get it up for you.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. So they're on a beach.
Okay.
I was talking about the pictures, Jerry, not my penis.
Listen, that's up to you. You guys are very close these days. I don't know what you're doing.
All right. So so they're on a beach, and she is dressed as a mermaid, and he is dressed as a fisherman, and he is reeling her in on the beach.
It's like he's a Gorton of Gloucester fisherman.
There you go.
That's awesome.
But he reeled in like, you know, he got the good catch.
Yeah, he's,
what a catch. I think this is what this
told
is all
Al,
about.
If I was Gorton's, I would call him immediately and make him the new face of their fish sticks.
Yeah, because he looks like it.
He does.
He really does look like it.
And it could be for like 1 year. It'd be fun.
I'm sending it to Stephen Waldron. It's out there on Instagram. I'm sure he'll be able to.
I mean, it's amazing, actually.
You know what they should have done is they should have gone as, remember Anna Nicole Smith was engaged to that corpse? That was like the back of the day. She was mad. I think she was more than engaged. Like I think she married a corpse.
Well,
like the guy had like 10 breaths left in him and she married him. And like the pictures of that are hilarious. That would have been a great Halloween costume for the two of them. That would have been the one to really stick it to everybody.
I don't think he'd appreciate being
a
corpse.
No, but I mean, it would be going into, like, it would be
was old.
I think this is an age gap. How about that one?
You know, with all the crazy stuff going on in this world right around this time in the last 6 months, this picture of Bill Belichick on a beach dressed as the Gortons of Gloucester guy reeling in his 23-year-old girlfriend has got to be as bizarre as it gets.
She's not 23, is she?
24.
She's 24. Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's.
I thought she was more like 28.
No, she's 24, isn't she? I think she's 24.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure. And then
she gets into a fight with a fat radio host.
When did I fight with her? I don't remember this.
No, not you.
Oh.
Who's like demeaning her cheerleading skills.
Yes, and she challenged her.
Yes, and Bill Belichick gets involved in that too.
Standing up for his woman. Doing? He's standing up for his gal pal.
Oh, it is just absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's gonna be, when he walks into that Cowboys locker room after the season, he's going to walk in, the coach with the young girlfriend.
Yeah, 24. I actually thought she was older than that.
What'd you think she was, 25?
No, I thought she was like 28 or 29. Mm. I thought she was close to 30, but she was still in her 20s.
Yeah, no. Closer to 20 than 30.
Because I feel like there's a big difference between like 23, 24, and 28 and 29.
Maturity,
like,
sure.
I really think there's a big gap that happens there when you get closer to 30. Like when you're 24, 23, it's almost, you're still in that like that college mentality. And then you get...
Although girls do mature faster than guys do, but mentally, you're right, though.
So you're saying that this 24-year-old is like what, a 54-year-old?
Well, that's what he said. Like, that was the, when they had that, they sat next to each other on the plane, he was
she
impressed
was an
with
old
her.
Soul.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Jerry in Staten Island. Jerry, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. Nice to talk with you, first time.
Well, yeah, how you doing there, Jerry? What's going on?
Jerry?
I heard you talking about Jerry not bringing your stuff in. We had given him a box of different flavored hot sauces to bring in for you guys because we're big fans of the show.
And I love hot sauce,
yeah,
Jerry.
We
it's
love
one of my
hot
favorite
sauces.
Things.
Yeah. One of the
and
things
he wouldn't accept it.
Wouldn't accept it?
Yeah, my cousins, their kids play ball with him. He helps coach them on the team.
Who the hell is this?
It's Jerry from Staten Island, Jerry.
I don't live in Staten Island.
Yeah, but his
Who's your cousin? Who's your first name?
Style and Nicole.
Okay.
And their kids play with your
absolutely.
Kids. Absolutely.
So you know the family, so there's a real connection here. So supposedly they were trying to give you some hot sauce. You didn't take it. We would have loved some hot sauce.
Yeah, no, I'm super disappointed.
Yeah, my son started a business making all kinds of hot sauce.
Oh, man, it's like a local business.
I have no recollection of this. We would have loved that.
Yeah.
And so you just said no, you gave him the stiff arm?
I don't remember this. I have no idea. I do not know. We've been friends with Sal and Nicole for 11 years.
All right, so Jerry, how did they get back to you that Jerry Recco didn't want the hot sauce and didn't want to bring us some hot sauce?
Nicole's father told me that Sal tried to give him the box of different flavored hot sauces and he wouldn't accept it. And then the next thing we heard was on a commercial for some hot sauce that you guys deal with.
Oh, maybe that's why. Jerry got a heads up that we were going to be doing the Melinda's reads, and then Jerry was like, no, we can't cross a line there. I think that's probably what it was.
I have zero recollection of this.
You know,
I mean, if we made sneakers, I'd send you boxes of sneakers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we love sneakers.
Yeah, you know, but you had different flavored hot sauces, and that's what you were going to give us, and I would have gladly accepted that gift. So, I mean, these are the things we don't know about, Boomer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just these are the things that happen.
Nice talking with you guys.
Yeah, Jerry, thank you for bringing it up to us.
I mean, it was nice talking to you, but now I'm just, you know, I'm a little angry that I didn't get my hands on those different flavored hot sauces.
Yeah. I know, you guys don't get enough free stuff.
But they were different flavored hot sauces.
I told you, if I can eat it or drink it.
I got you.
I don't, you know.
But like, those two people, we know really well for over a decade. I don't know what he's talking about.
Between Victor Talbot, Garmani, and Flag and Anthem, I have more than enough clothes.
I'm sure you do.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I will try and reach out and find you some more hot sauce if you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's trying to get his local business off the ground, and we love to support that. Great listeners, and...
And you of all people, because you had that local school that you were getting.
Well, I got shut down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, so you can appreciate the difficulties.
I do. I spent a lot of money advertising for that illegal school here. So, yes, I do. Wasn't getting anything for free. So.
All right, Jerry, you want to give us 5 minutes on the Jets?
I think a pie a month would be nice. Like we do the pie of the month club or something.
It'll show up tomorrow, starting tomorrow.
We're
brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown.
Takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. Lobs one down the right side. Devontae Adams. He's got it at the 10. 5. And it's a Jet touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Hooks up with his old buddy Devontae Adams right down. Sydney, and the Jets have a two-score lead.
And that was Bob Wischusen, Q104.3, Jets Radio Network.
That should have been the first play of the game, too. Oh,
yes, and you know what? Let me find that, because Aaron Rodgers talked exactly about that, the connection that he's got with Adams, and yet it could have been so much better last night, specifically because of that play.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first play of the game, hitch and go, I threw the ball out of bounds. And then we had one later, and he didn't come up with it. So it was frustrating for sure. I told him, all right, we're even after that. Although we really weren't, because, God, the first one was so bad.
Yes, it was. Could have gone a long, long way, but did not. Here was DJ Reed on SNY, so excited for this win. 21-13, the final, by the way.
We lit right now, man. We got a win. That's all that matters, playing this game, no matter how we play. We got the Dubski, man. So shout out to my team. Shout out to my brothers. Shout out to the coaches, shout out to the organization, shout out to the fans, shout out to everybody.
He's very excited. Yes!
Got that Dubski.
Yes, he did.
Sounds like something BT would say, wouldn't it?
A Dubski?
Like, yeah, listen, bro, they got the Dubski, so that's all I care about. Yeah. The other day I heard him talking about splitties.
Yes.
I heard punchies, splitties.
I heard Sal using punchies yesterday.
Yeah, he likes doing that to, I think, tweak them. But yeah, he goes splitties. He's like, yeah, you know, they used to throw a lot of splitties back in the day. And Sal's like, splitties? You just say splitties? He's like, yeah, you know, splitters, split-fingered fastballs. You know, it's just baseball talk.
Term, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I've never heard that.
Yeah, neither have I. But who doesn't love a, you know, big old splitties?
But they call touchdowns, when you played, did they call touchdowns tutties?
Yeah, I've really? Heard tutties, yeah.
What type of splitties do you like? The big ones?
Excuse me?
The big splitties? Smaller splitties.
I don't like splitties.
Soapy splitties.
Soapy splitties. Listen, you deal with your boomer erection over there and leave me alone. CJ Stroud, 11 of 30 for 191 yards. No touchdowns. He was sacked eight times. What's the matter?
Hold on. What was that?
That's a reference if you weren't listening before when he said he was trying to get it up for you.
Yeah, it's what I did say. I was talking about the picture.
Oh.
And I was like, here, I'll get it up for you. The picture, not my
there
penis.
You go. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Giants Commanders on Sunday. Yesterday was Halloween. So on the Nightcap podcast with Shannon, Chad, and J.R. Smith, who was on with them.
Wow.
They were trying to discuss, like, the best Halloween candies. I don't know. What would you guys say, like, for the mini candies? The best
Reese's
ones?
Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay, what would you say?
I'm a Milky Way guy.
All right, so this was their, I think this was their number two.
I'm going to bite-size regular M&Ms.
Ooh. I'm going bite-size Skittles.
Reese's Cup.
Nah.
All right, so he calls it a Reese's Cup.
You dunk that one. Reese's Cup.
Now, you would think Reese's Cup is probably the worst way you could say that. No, Reese's Cup, like, you just completely omitted the most important part of the candy. Evan Roberts did not, though, on the afternoon show here with Tiki, Sean, and Tommy.
Yes. I tell that to my kids all the time. When you come home with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, stick that Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I apologize. I apologize. I caught myself.
You didn't catch yourself. No, you said peanut butter cup.
And stick it.
Did not
catch telling his kids to stick it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. What would you say is the worst way of saying a Reese's peanut butter cup? The Reese's cup or the Reese's penis butter cup?
Definitely having the penis butter cup, I think, is definitely, definitely worse.
Yeah, a little goofy.
You know who loves the penis butter cup?
Who's this?
Skip.
I don't know why that never gets old. The Knicks are in Detroit tonight. Carl Anthony Towns, questionable. Apparently he sprained his wrist the other night in Miami.
Oh, come on.
Jeez. The Nets play in Chicago against the Bulls. We'll have that on the fan for you at 7:20. Paolo Banchero of the Magic, who scored 50 on Monday night against the Pacers. He left his game Wednesday against the Bulls in the fourth quarter. Turns out he does not have a bionic penis, but it turns out he has a torn oblique. Mm. Out indefinitely, will be reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks. So he was up to a really good start. Ooh. Was lead, I think, 30 points per game to start through the first four games, and now he's going to be out for a long time. Rangers host the Senators tonight, the Islanders in Buffalo, and the Devils visit Calgary.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Halloween yesterday. I tell you, our neighborhood, there's so many kids. Like, we bought 300 full-size candy bars and then had two other buckets of smaller candies, like individual wrapped Twizzlers and boxes of Nerds and stuff. All the full-size were gone. The other basket of the small stuff was gone. And then half of the last basket, we thought we were going to run out. It was like, there's no way we were going to run out. We might have had like 500 to 600 kids come to the house,
you
legitimately.
Know, do you realize that you are living the American dream? You're right in the middle of living the American dream. You grew up in this country, and you wanted to be a radio talk show host. You wanted to get married. You wanted to have two kids. You wanted to move to a beautiful town like Sayville. You are living exactly the life that you wanted to lead.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very, very nice thing that you're saying, and I told that to Gina yesterday, actually.
This is what you do.
Well, so Sabrina was upset that one of her friends that she was supposed to trick-or-treat with, like, timing got screwed up or whatever, and, you know, Gina's like, oh, you know, I feel bad for Sabrina that her one friend's not here, whatever it was. I'm like, feel bad. I'm like, look at the life that she's got right now. She's out here with her sister, with us. She's getting full-size candy bars. There's candy everywhere. She's having the greatest time. She's dressed up. She's got the greatest. What do you mean feel bad? Feel bad about what?
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, look at this. Yeah. Does it get any better? So, yeah, I know what you mean. I have those things, but I'm just saying it was intense. It was a big-time Halloween for us.
No, but what I'm really trying to point out is just that, you know, this is what everybody aspires to be. Most people aspire to be successful in their business, whatever they do, and to have a nice house, have a nice family, go walking around on Halloween, putting stuff together on Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it may be. So there you have it. I mean, and you enjoyed the best part of life yesterday.
Yeah, I will say that the early part of Halloween when the sun is still up and it's mostly the younger kids and you're laughing at their costumes and you're getting a kick out of the kids that are, you know, 5'4" and younger and 6, I guess, somewhere in there. And then it starts getting darker, and then you just get these teens that show up wearing baseball jerseys or basketball jerseys.
Yeah, we all did that. That's another part of it. You did that, and I did that.
I did not do that.
I did that.
I did not show up in a basketball jersey at 14 years old to somebody's house to get
candy. I had a baseball hat and a football shoulder pads and jersey on.
But you wore shoulder pads, at least. These kids just put on like a Steph Curry jersey backwards and show up at the door.
They want candy.
I know they want
candy. And if you don't give it to them, they're going to TP your house.
Well, that's what I don't like about it. Okay. I mean, it's like, at least show me some effort. That's all. Show me some effort. I saw one teenage kid. He had like it was a really good costume. It was like a blow-up toilet, and like his head was coming out of the toilet, and he was walking around like that. And he was a teenager. He was like, hey, you know what? Good effort.
Right.
You should get some candy. Not the kid with the Kevin Durant Brooklyn Nets jersey turned inside out. It's grabbing all my candy.
You know who I feel sorry for? And this is probably 20 years in the future, is my granddaughter, Allie. Because, of course, Winnie has to dress up as a princess.
Yeah.
And she's Rapunzel.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie goes as the lizard sidekick, Pascal.
The lizard sidekick?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's.
Totally adorable. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere that picture is going to show up sometime in her life.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably going to be at her wedding, I would imagine.
I got to go check for that on Instagram. I want to check that one out. But, yeah, it was a good day. Good day in Sayville, friendliest town in America. I didn't think there was any sort of issues out there, any kids doing anything too bad. So it was a good one.
Was there any adult Halloween at the Portly Villager?
No, I don't know. I didn't. Oh. It was a slow day for me.
Okay, good.
I was just was there doing what I had to do and then watched a Jet game and showed up here.
Okay.
Ready to eat some pie. You know?
Yep, you better hurry about get out there because the guy's going to, those guys outside are just going to attack that thing.
Warren in Ontario. What's going on, Warren?
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, Warren.
What's happening, Warren?
Boomer, you are a New York football icon. And when you say that you didn't get invited to a game or whatever, doesn't the owner of the New York Jets have a private box for you and guys like Joe Namath and some of your other superstars that you played with go to the game for free? Is that cheap?
No. Warren, I've never said any of that. I've never complained about that. And I have a standing invitation from Woody and Christopher Johnson if I would like to go to any game that I choose. So they always offer me an opportunity to come to those games. I really just don't want to go to those games, especially night games, because we got to get up early the next morning.
Right. And you got to remember, too, that Boomer for, what was it, how many years on the NFL today?
22
years was working when the Jets were playing.
Right, so. And prior to that, from 97, my last year was 97, so from 98, 99, 2000, and 2001, I was also working on Sundays.
Yeah, so the opportunities are few and far between, and he was just getting confused with the conversation we're having. We weren't upset with not getting invited by Sean Winters to the Jets game. We were just saying that we felt like there were some people around here who were taking advantage of the relationship that Boomer cultivated with the Winters brothers to have themselves a nice night. That's really what, yeah, that's what we're
double,
getting
at. Double, triple leech spot.
Double, triple leech spot. Rob and Danbury, what's going on, Rob?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the call. I just wanted to piggyback off of your point about the lazy Halloween costumes. I live in a townhome community pre-pandemic, and so also a bunch of kids coming to the house, and I had a kid who was part of a group who came to the house and opened the door, and he was in the middle of a phone conversation, so everyone got candy but him, and I just shut the door in his face, right in his face.
I love it. See, I wish I had more guts to lay these rules down, but I'm worried that they're going to do something to my lawn, or you know what I'm saying? Something that I'm going to have to clean up, and I just don't want to deal with that. So I bury those feelings, but I give you credit for slamming the door in the face of the kid. But, you know, all I want, really, if you're going to give me a half-assed Halloween costume and you're going to be 15 years old, and but you should be doing something else, like, you know, start experimenting with drugs or something. You know, stop eating Snickers. You're 15. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Yes,
everybody chill out.
Everybody calm down.
Everybody calm down. But I at least give me a thank you. Like, don't show up with your Kevin Durant jersey inside out, grab the Snickers bar, and then walk away. Just give me a thank you, will you?
Trick or treat!
Little punk bastards. Brian in Clark, New Jersey. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, Boomer Geo, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you talking about that costume with the kid with the blow-up toilet with the head. That's a real thing. It's called Skibbity Toilet. You got to look it up.
Skibbity Toilet?
Skibbity Toilet. It's this genre of videos online where they have episode heads with coming out of the toilet, battle the guys with like big screens as heads, and they fight each other. And it's going to be a Netflix movie next year. Watch. You'll see it.
All right. Skibbity Toilets.
Never heard of it.
I will look that up. Skibbity Toilet. There we go. Yeah. It's heads popping out of toilets. Yeah. It's Skibbity Toilet, it's a fictional war between human-headed toilets and humanoid characters with electronic devices for heads. So that caller was nailed it perfectly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not wasting 5 seconds on it.
Yeah, you know, this is something that I feel like Anthony Gallo does. This is like Anthony Gallo will go to Comic-Con next year.
As a Skibbity Toilet?
As a Skibbity Toilet, yep. And his head will be popping out of that toilet seat while he smokes a blunt and walks around to get some autographs of a famous Japanese animator.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.